Welcome to A Miracle Every Day. My name is Eric Sellerier, and today Holly is reading the miracle of the day. Enjoy, my friend.
Today, we're continuing our week on how to become an ambassador of heaven. I encourage you today to rise to this challenge that the Apostle Paul gives us in the Bible. Never stop praying. Be thankful in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you who belong to Christ Jesus. And that's in 1 Thessalonians 5:17 through 18. Prayer is the Christian's mightiest weapon. It has the power to change a story's course and even influence God's heart. When God, filled with sadness, had decided to destroy the villages of Sodom and Gomorrah, Abraham stood in intercession for these two cities and succeeded in saving his nephew Lot and Lot's family. Abraham's heart suffered at the thought of the righteous being destroyed along with an evil population. And you can read about this in Genesis 18, 23 through 33. I'm convinced that God's heart was deeply touched to see his child stand in prayer for these two cities. With each request Abraham made, God accepted it and continued to listen patiently. My friend, you are an ambassador of heaven, and your prayer carries the same weight as Abraham's. But whenever you pray, go into your innermost chamber and be alone with Father God, praying to him in secret. And your Father, who sees all you do, will reward you openly. Matthew 6:6. What you sow in prayer in secret, God will respond to openly. If you don't know how to pray for your family, children, studies, professional or romantic future, friends, etc., I encourage you to go into your room and simply declare scriptures over these situations. Here are several. But as for me and my family, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24:15. For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord. They are plans for good and not for disaster, to give you a future and a hope. Jeremiah 29:11. The Lord will make you the head and not the tail, and you will always be on top and never at the bottom. Deuteronomy 28:13. For I can do everything through Christ who gives me strength. Philippians 4:13. And finally, O Lord, you are so good, so ready to forgive, so full of unfailing love for all who ask for your help. Psalm 86:5. Prayer can make a huge difference in your life, the lives of those who are dear to you, and the circle of influence that God has entrusted to you. I invite you to pray. That's how God's love will shine all around you. Your prayer can also powerfully be lifted to God through corporate worship. Let's join with New Life Worship in singing "Hear Us from Heaven." You can find the link for this wonderful song in today's email. Why don't we pray together right now? Lord, I believe that I am one of your ambassadors, and I thank you for this special mission you've entrusted to me. I choose to pray to you more often. Please guide me in this. Teach me how to pray. Give me the words. And I pray that I will rejoice in these moments of intimacy with you as well. In your name, Jesus. Amen.
Thank you for listening to A Miracle Every Day. If you like it, feel free to invite your friends to subscribe to it at miracle.jesus.net. Thanks for existing.